Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.RandallGreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
Chapter 11. I just seemingly could not get away from this particular subject or idea because I've heard it so much said. When people talk, you know, you can listen to somebody. I heard an elder minister say, I'm not saying an old minister, because you get a little older and you think, you know, it used to be 40 was, boy, they were old, over the hill. And then when you get to be 40, 80 don't look too bad. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, so you're not old. You know what I mean? Somebody said you're as young as you feel, and I say you're as young as you believe. Amen. You believe, you receive, and go on with God, so believe with Him. But I've just heard some statements that's made that sort of contradicts the Bible. And if you don't line up with God's Word, you can't expect to receive the promises of God. Amen. And so in Mark chapter 11, and I've shared somewhat along these lines before, but I'm going to hit it from a different angle because that just seemed to be what the Spirit of God kept dealing with me about. But in Mark chapter 11, we'll start reading in verse number 20. It says, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, speaking to Jesus, says, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. Jesus spoke to a fig tree, commanded it to die, and the disciples said, hey, man, we looking at it, and it's withered away. It's dead. Verse 22, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, or it means have the faith of God, literally. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, it said, he shall have whatsoever he saith. He said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. It says, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Notice when Jesus was talking about faith and talking about speaking to trees and mountains and circumstances, situations, and receiving from God, he ended his little seminar here in that particular area with forgiveness. And I'll guarantee you this, if you want to shut down the operation of faith in your life and the miracles of God in your life, you get his strife and envy and confusion with somebody, and I'll guarantee it's going to shut down other areas of your life. We're not to walk in part of the gospel, we're to walk in all of the gospel, and that's why Jesus, in his kind, loving way, just reminded his disciples at the end of this faith seminar that he just gave them here in a few sentences, some powerful words. He said, oh yeah, remember, when you stand praying, forgive anybody that's done you wrong, and don't hold any grudges against them, because if you hold a grudge against them, then your faith, in one sense of speaking, he could have said it this way, it'd still be the same thing, your faith is not going to work. Because if you don't forgive your brothers and sisters that's done you wrong, neither is your Heavenly Father going to forgive you who you done wrong. And so, first and foremost, we want to get it right with our fellow man, right with God. When we're right with our fellow man and we love one another, then it says we are loving God. And amen. Then you're set up for a divine miracle to take place in your life, and your faith can work and activate God's power. But your faith will never activate the power of God to change your circumstances or situations or move the mountains or trees or whatever it is you want to speak to, the circumstances or problems of life, unless you're walking in that divine forgiveness. But that's not what I want to preach about. I just wanted to throw that in because I know that's a very important aspect of receiving forgiveness from God. Because a lot of times when we get to preaching the Bible, all of it's good. Some ministries have a tendency to flow more in one area of the Bible than they do others, but all of them are necessary if you're going to be a success. You couldn't just all the time just say, well, all I got to do is have faith and that's it, boy. I can just do anything I want to anybody, be as mean as I want to, do anything I want to anytime, and my faith's going to see me through. Not according to the Bible, because the Bible says that faith worketh by love. And so your faith is only going to work when you're in love, which is walking in walking in forgiveness, that is, and fellowship and relationship with your fellow man. Because when you're walking in relationship and fellowship with your fellow man, your brothers and sisters around you, then and only then are you walking in fellowship with God. You can't walk in fellowship with your Father God until you're walking in fellowship with your brothers and sisters around you. Said, Brother Randy, I don't know if I can walk in fellowship with them or not. Well, if you can't walk in fellowship with them, you cannot walk in fellowship with God. Because the same God that forgives you is the same God that forgives them for what they've done. And if you don't forgive them, neither will God forgive you. He's already destined it and ordered it by the Supreme Court of God, and He's made a law and decreed it, and it cannot be broken. And so all we can do is line up with what He's already said, and that's to forgive our brothers and sisters, no matter how many times they've messed up, how many times they goofed up. We don't sit on them and condemn them and kick them down and spit on them and say they're no good. What we do is we get up and we say, Father God, Your word is true, and yes, they've messed it. Lord, they done this to me, they done that to me, but I'm telling You right now in my heart, Lord, I'm going to forgive them. I'm going to cast that into the sea of forgetfulness. Somebody, I said, I forgive them. I forgive them. I forgive them. And the next time you see them, you know what they done to me. They done this and they done that to us. And then, you know, but I forgive them. And the next time you see them, you know what? I forgive them. But you know what they done to me. They done this and they done that and they done this. But I forgive them now. Won't you know? I forgive them. The next time you see them a day later, you know what they done to me. But I'm here to tell you now, I forgive them. And then you see them the next week, in the next month, in the next year, the next 2 years, next 3 years, the next 4 or 5 years, maybe 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 20 years. I forgive them back under, but you know what they done to me. No, you didn't forgive them. What you done, you held a grudge and you still got it. And until you let that grudge go in your life, it's going to affect and hinder your faith and your relationship with God. If you want your faith to work, if you want your mountains to move, you've got to do it in love, because faith worketh by love. People mess up all the time, don't they? I mean, they blow it all the time. They do us wrong. They do us dirty. Scoundrels. Low down folks. You know what I'm talking about? But you know, as long as you're looking at the other fella's life and mistakes and problems, you seem like you don't have one at all. So that's why we don't think about us, you know? But if we get to thinking about who we are and maybe the mistakes we made, maybe you wouldn't turn that to beam of criticism on so brightly in somebody else's life. In fact, Jesus made a little statement that seems so good and true to fit right in with what the Father said about forgiving, or Jesus said about forgiving here. He said, first, to get the mote out of your own eye, or the 4x4 beam, before you try to get the toothpick out of somebody else's. And a lot of times, we got a big old beam, so to speak, in our life, and we can't see any our problems because we're too busy looking at somebody else's. But if you want your faith to work, you got to walk in love with your fellow man. That's the only way this is ever going to work, because you said, I love God. Now, I didn't say this, but the Bible says you are a liar if you don't love your fellow man. If you can't love your brothers and sisters, you cannot love God. In fact, God won't even claim that you're in love with Him until you love your brothers and sisters. You see, God, all of us are God's children. All of us. You know, you got mamas and daddies, you know, and children in situations. I know in my family, you know, there's a... five of us, you know, situations come up and arise in our family, and we could get in a squabble, brothers and sisters. Of course, I'm talking about when we was little coming up. Now we don't. We get along great because we don't ever see each other, I guess. But you get along great with folks you never see them, I guess. But and we're busy and our schedules are conflicting. But we could get in a squabble amongst ourselves as brothers and sisters. I mean, just fight like cats and dogs, roll over, get the ball back, chase one another around the yard and all that kind of stuff. One slap the other, another slap the other, another get this and grab that and drag them down and all that, you know. All of us go running to mom. Mom, you know what he done? Daddy, you know what he done? Mom, you know what he done? Hold it right there. I don't care what you done. I don't care what you done. Both of y'all going to get straightened out right now. And you ask him to forgive you. Ask him. You tell him you're sorry. You apologize. And you get it right. Because mama and daddy loves all of them the same, regardless of what they done. And it works the same way with Father God. Regardless of what anybody does, He still loves them. He still loves them. Jesus Christ died for people on credit. That's saying for something that we won't do. You say, I'd die for somebody on credit. All right, then loan them $1,000 then. Just start right there. Somebody you've never even seen walk up to you. Hey, how about loaning me $1,000 out of your pocket? I don't even know who you are. What do you mean loan you $1,000? Where you live from? Let me do a credit reference on you. Let me check you out. What kind of background you got? Who do you know? What your kinfolk know? You got some collateral to back this up? You ain't going to loan nobody $1,000 and you say you're going to die for them? No, sir. Especially you don't know them. You understand? Yeah, somebody said, I love God, I'd die for my fellow man in a minute, just allow him $1,000 in. That's dying, ain't it? Somebody you never seen, I mean, that's dying. You say, I'll do it, I'll die for you. Well, next time they walk up to you and say, give me $1,000 you never seen them before, you just loan them $1,000, that's just like a dying for them, you know? But you know what? We want to do credit reference and check, never seen them before, but Jesus, he died for folks on credit. He didn't do any background references because we didn't even have one. He knew we was goofed up in the beginning. He said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He knew we'd come in here missing it. He knew we'd come in here messed up. But he stepped up to the plate and he batted the ball out of the park for every one of us. Said, Father God, I'll stand here and I'll take a licking for him. And he said, I'll bat the ball out of the park for him. He pinched hit for us, for you baseball fans. I mean, he took up the bat because we couldn't do it for ourselves, and they had to call in somebody to bat because we had to sit on the bench because we was hurt and we was wounded and we couldn't get our circumstances out. We couldn't even knock the ball in the infield, much less get it out outside the park and knock a home run. But he just got up to the plate and he batted for us. In other words, he done it on credit before you ever got here. He believed in you. That's love right there. Can you believe in somebody like that to the extent that God? Absolutely. How can you do it? Because the Bible says the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Isn't that right? By the Holy Ghost. And that's how you can love a complete stranger, something, somebody that you know absolutely nothing about, that you can have love inside of your heart, compassion inside of your heart for an individual to come to God, to know God, to see them grow and mature in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'd encourage you in that area of forgiveness. Say, Brother Ren, do you plan on saying all that? Absolutely not. I just knew that the Lord said that somebody here tonight needed to hear that. Amen. And so said, Brother Randy, we all need to hear it. I wouldn't doubt that at all. Number one, up here. Amen. I got to practice exactly what I preach. You know, because when the preachers, you know, they get to preaching and hollering and yelling and snorping and jutting and running and all that kind of stuff, just to point at folks. Remember, they got two or three of them pointing back at them, and God's going to expect them to walk in it more so than he does you. Because Bible teaches us not to be many masters or many teachers, because we're going to receive the greater condemnation. And I think about that all the time. So we want to walk in forgiveness and fellowship and love with one another. Somebody says, I've forgiven, but have you forgotten? If you hadn't forgotten, you hadn't forgiven. If you hadn't forgotten, you hadn't forgiven. Because Jesus Christ forgives and forgets. Those two words go together. And so you don't bring it up, you don't throw it up anymore. It's once and for all. It's taken care of. Everything, the situations are fine when you forgive and forget. According to the Word of God. But anyway, that's still not what I want to preach on, but that would be a good subject, wouldn't it?
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.